when he was at Washington U about a year and a half ago, he told a Japanese no play. He performed this play called Hag of the Mountain. And after his very, very dramatic reading, I said to him, well, I experienced that whole poem. It was about a crazy old woman who would dance in the mountains. And when I was 24 years old, I did travel across Asia to the mountains. And so this poem has, which I wrote as a result of Gary Snyder telling the story, has three levels of meaning. On one level, it's a realistic journey across. It starts in Istanbul. It goes across Turkey, enters Iran. Tehran is one of the main cities in Iran. Entering Afghanistan and going on to Kabul, which is on the east coast of Afghanistan. Bamiyan is a very, very ancient city, which is just north of Kabul. Then I went up to Kashmir, Nepal, and Darjeeling. And most of the time I was in the mountains. On the second level, this is pure myth. The persona is a hag, not a young person at all, a very old person. And as a hag, she is traveling, she is a trader, and she is taking a lot of things from one place and trading them off in other places as she goes. And so this is how she makes it, by trading one thing for another as she proceeds. And on the third level, this poem is about what it takes to get to the place that poetry comes from. Becky will accompany me with two different songs. One is Ode to Rowan Ode to Owen Rowe and Morning Dew. Okay, Hag of the Mountains, prologue. This song, as I climb over the mountains, turning winter into spring. In the city of mosques, I had to stop to patch my sack with printed rags from the bazaar and to rebind my feet against this death chill. I wear a yellow silk shirt next to my skin, though it is so worn, the threads hug each other. My dress is a dark tapestry. No one can read the old letters curling down my front like a banner. But Elvish street vendors see the signs and sigh. I have been walking without cities for 13 days. Now, in these Caucasus boot heels, black as night's blood, I bury my black heart. Coming to the Black Sea. O woman, plowing your tongue into the earth, I bring paper so I may reduce your mind to elements. You shake the prong of nature into deep mud and stir another element in your timeless wake. Leaving Turkey. I will not eat your meat, but here is my breast to kiss. Do you see how the stretched circles raise their voices to catch your sweet words? Entering Iran. You offer me these pungent leaves and the green of your fields which wake you at dawn. I bring you the locks you have carved, the opium you have buried, the fragrant memories you inter in tombs and palaces. Tehran. I need more plastic to mend my sack. I will give you these Turkish hair ornaments of silver and silver threads. Afghanistan. If you insist on washing my feet and bringing me flat bread, I will also insist and press these two kiss kisses into your palm and glory. Remember, when you are old, a kiss given in love is young forever. Cobbler, I've sown the buds and now I'm relieved to part with this heavy white satin. No one asks me why I carry the bride's burden on my back or why I offer white to a city steeped in red. Only the hills of Bamiyan echo. White is the ancient, oldest mistress of spring. The snow, my bag. Kashmir. Mountains fall sheer below the expanding eye. Narrow paths strewn with dark workmen hewing out the road. Spiraling along the spine toward the ancient dream kingdom where olive-colored mudcake children ply trades in peanuts along Doll Lake. For pennies I am taken on, cookboat where ten already sleep. I soon depart for Ladakh, finding old shacks where my bones rub mountain bones and learn how to speak with God. The Creator turns things over with one mind and teaches me how to warm myself with snow. Nepal. These Sherpas travel far without tiring. They must be traversing clouds higher than the phoenix. Tonight we will celebrate the summer moon and dance on the mountain and light incense in this tiny stone cave, far above metal Buddhas and stone stupas guarding the city. Darjeeling. Flowers sing color as we wind through the jungle, breathing its lush down my back, racing through teeming tea plants into divine blue cloud. Change me to bird, love. Can my new wings bear me if I discard everything? My sack has been long empty, my feet no longer need coverings. I've never found it so easy to wander, to speak the tongues and silence of these ritual-born peoples. They call me Padma. They bring me seeds from the mountains. Tomorrow, I will go further along the spine. And when I return to you, scattering my ages in the wind, I will sing the songs of the climb and lend my burnished bones to the sky.
Circling air to distraction, black and gold flowers on her dress.
legs and shoulders. Start your fingers beckoning your sisters as gently as spring floods hit each other. Roll. Soon the spinning from the center of the three arms and heads interweaving as they turn, holding hands. New shapes rising from the center and out blossoming, filling the room. Other bodies slow and standing beside this one. The third dark girl, whose hair gathers into a flower above her left temple, first takes in the angles of the space, one move at a time, bending to adjust the fullness of white cotton, her blouse and pantaloons as heels keep her heels inches off the floor. One leg extends, arcs, the body follows through air. All three in motion pick up each other's spirits. Light globes of mindfulness let air balance between them as closer and closer interweavings clearly seek joys. Catching others up in the feeling, heartbeat skin, breaths of gold. Six arms unfold the air, the soles of 6 feet reaching to unframe this spot. Sizing the scene with broad white strokes, the artist paints the muses as they spin out as one image, reshaping life's helix and doubling energy as floor lights and ceiling lights drench them in white, pink, blue. The artist becomes crotchety, sitting and standing alternately behind his easel, stiff and stiffening the glow of creation. He brings the three to rest, and as a final touch, he undresses their parts to see for himself the movement he has just experienced. They tell him to use his head, which he dismisses out of hand, or to find imitators to pose, and are off the plan, leaving him with a wooden brush, dusting the webs out of his eyes. It's for Bob Dylan. I won't read the epigraph. And Becky's going to play Streets of London, which she says she might sing later. This contrast, it takes place in December, and a contrast winter here in St. Louis with winter in New Mexico. And there's a holiday in on December 6th called St. Nicholas's Day, which is celebrated. St. Nicholas was a bishop in Asia Minor who freed the women of his period, the Middle Ages, from prostitution and slavery, which was then very popular. And so to celebrate, the people might... these paper bag lanterns called farolitos, and they're little paper bags with some sand and a candle, and they put them on all of the adobe rooftops and on all of the walkways to the houses, and it's very beautiful to see everything lit up. Very unlike Christmas tree lights because they're very natural, very homemade. So this is City of Night.
That's for Edgar, that's not for Charles.
There are a few local poets in this poem. Yeah. You drive your common alley around the block. The engine body squeaks, the doors crack, rumbles. Traffic collides in the snow. People quietly go the wrong way to escape faster, but get stopped. At Saks, cute pinafores and green starred white boxes for silver haired ladies wrapping curl spray in a box. Remember, he once walked into ocean laughing. Warm tongues wetting marble shoulders, sand hills bristling, your bone edges wrecked, and black hair curling up. The city outside is black coal unburned, rosy rotund, curving, juicy, the unfulfilled hunger, thirst to live. We spark each other like matchheads crumbling to ash. You use my light up each time. Is one spark left burning on its own? Can these exchanges be called fire? In Pueblo cities, the streets and adobe rooftops are lit with glowing holiday paper lanterns, farolitos, fires of love. We miss all this, going off like matches, disjointed, touching each other so shy and strange. A million undiscovered worlds overlooked, bright bubbles marbled inside and polishing. Type poetry into the night, and our poet friend Dan writes on lined paper in his Soulard apartment. One poet's skin crawls for a fix as another enters church with a flood. One silver-robed dragon of quenched desire lights a meerschaum pipe as a thinking poet's brains are blown out. Our city is under a spell, our chains being more intense, more self-inspired than our wish to be free. We must rise in our own dust, knowing we are all in darkness. We must clear the veil of it, coming and going. Spirits afraid to rise, once we use them, the night will emit our lights. Madly down, red and brown wild ones race, then stretch their crisp bodies into a carpet mosaic which has wind for eyes and changes. Beauty is the laugh inside your soul. Beauty is relating to people's strange ways. Beauty is using your inner eye to finally see what you love.